You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. Over this last weekend, many of us in the North State have experienced some sort of PG&E shutoff because of windy red flag warnings. Now, to find out if your house is scheduled to have its power shut off, PG&E has a tool to type in your address online and it will tell you if you should expect a power shutoff. It's located at pgealerts.alerts.pgne.com. Again, that's pgealerts.alerts.pge.com. I just typed in my address there and it said I am safe for the time being. Now, next week is the election. So please, if you haven't already, vote before November 4th. You should have received your ballot and voter information through the mail already. If you aren't registered to vote and you are a U.S. citizen and California resident over the age of 18, you still have time to do so before November 3rd, which is the in-person registration deadline. By mail, the deadline is October 29th, so maybe you should do it in person. Remember, democracy works best when we have maximum participation. So if you need to register to vote, visit registertovote.ca.gov or drop by your polling place, visit your city council chambers and ask for help. In my opinion, this is every American civic duty, so please put in the effort. And speaking of opinion, this is where I mention that the thoughts I'm about to express are my own opinion and not necessarily that of KZFR, its staff, or board of directors. But it has just been reported that the race for City Council of Chico has had over $420,000 spent on it, not just through individual donations, you know, from residents of the area, but from political action committees, groups that don't have to disclose where their money comes from and have no contribution limits because of the draconian Citizens United Supreme Court decision from about 10 years ago. This decision led the way for corporations to have more rights to influence a political campaign than a regular living human being like you or me. Now, if we want the government to represent regular people like you and me, and not just the interests of mega corporations, we must end this practice of outside money affecting local elections. As a citizen of Chico, I'm only allowed to donate as a regular U.S. citizen and not the owner of a PAC. I'm only allowed to donate up to $500 per individual candidate. But political action committees, again, have no limit. For example, one PAC has spent well over $200,000 on TV, radio, and internet ads and signs and mailers to support three specific city council candidates. There is an article in the Sunday edition of the Chico Enterprise Record accounting for where most of that money went to. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.